In this episode, we're going to talk about the income paradox. What is it? Why is it keeping you broke? And what are three easy ways that you can break free from the limitations of the income paradox? First of all, what is the income paradox? The income paradox states that the average person will earn between $2,000 and $3,000 of the average income of all of the people that they spend the most time with. So let's just say you have 5 or 10 people that you tend to spend the most time with. They are your core area of influence. Statistically, if you add up all of their incomes, get the average, your income is going to be within $2,000 or $3,000 of that average. Now, if you're wondering if this is true, you can look at yourself, you can look at people that you know, and start to see that it really is. I love to look at people in my life that I know. I know one particular woman who a lot of her friends are kind of the hustle and grind, you know, a lot of drama and things always coming up kind of people. And although this is a very smart and capable and talented woman, it seems like whenever she starts to really start getting ahead, something happens that shifts and changes that keeps her within that $2,000 or $3,000 average of the people that she is most surrounded with. And conversely, I could think of somebody else that I know who really earns a lot of money. Like, he does super well. All of his businesses are really successful. He's very comfortable financially. And what is interesting about that person, because I've known him my whole life, is that what he did when he was a young man, he moved away. He surrounded himself with people that had whole different ideas about wealth, about life, about lifestyle, about what is possible. And so, of course, he naturally got onto that frequency, adopted those beliefs and those perceptions, and has had no problem at all being really, really financially wealthy and successful in his life. So why does this happen? Well, we've already started to look at that in the examples that we've talked about. The people that we spend the most time with are going to shape our beliefs, our habits, our motivations, our ideas of what the upper and lower limits are of what is possible for us, and even the choices we make, how we maneuver through life and through situations. A really cool example of this is the 4-minute mile. You may have heard this story, but for the longest time, people thought the 4-minute mile was completely impossible until somebody ran it. And then it became everyday practice because the consciousness, the conscious awareness and ideas about what is possible shifted. And likewise, if you are surrounded by people who generally are really hustle and grind and struggling with their income, your level of consciousness on that is going to be that, yeah, it's really hard, you know, and I got to really hustle and it's still probably not going to work out and something always pops up. And unconsciously, this is going to affect so many decisions that you make in your life. Whereas conversely, like with the second example that I gave, somebody who took the personal choice and motivation to surround themselves with people with an entirely different level of consciousness quickly adopted their level of consciousness in the area of finances and in the area of wealth. I think we can all agree that the income paradox is indeed a thing. We're getting a better understanding now of why and how it works, what leads to it. So the next thing to say is, well, okay, how do I break free from the income paradox? I personally love to use just practical everyday things. And these three things that I'm going to share with you today are things that I have put into practice in my own life. You could literally start doing this today. And the more that you incorporate them, the more quickly you're going to start to see results in your income level and in your ideas about what's possible for you. And then the actual reflection in your everyday life of what you're earning and how financially comfortable and stable you are. Now, the first thing is social media. I have some ideas and thoughts on social media, and, you know, but what I want to say here is a positive way that we can use it. And I'm going to give you an example. And what you do is you want to surround yourself with people who have different levels of consciousness around wealth and money. We can do that with our social media. And so for myself, one of the first things that I did was I just found a bunch of people. I was like, oh my gosh, I like their story. I like the way they roll, what they're doing in their life. And I just started following them. And you start to embody some of the ideas and the beliefs just in a really unconscious way. You start to learn things, which brings me to the second thing that I did after I did that was like level one. And then I started cherry picking, okay, well, which one of these are really, I find resonate with me, right? They're empowering. I kept them. I unfollowed the other people. And then I started looking for skill development. Oh, you know what? I'd like to become a better storyteller. So I found all these people on social media who were really good at storytelling, and I started following them. And I loved reading their stories, seeing their stories, seeing their videos, and naturally ingrained the skills, right? Modeling, you might call this. And here's a really interesting story that I learned. When I was in college, I took a lot of writing classes, and one of my writing professors told us about a poetry school where the poets were required for weeks on end to just rewrite the poems of the greats, because then they would naturally embody the rhythm, right? The uses of grammar and all the different things that come together to make an excellent poem. And this is kind of the same idea with the social media. And after I did with the storytelling, then I wanted to get better at editing. I know I've mentioned in other videos, I'm working on my editing, you guys. And so I followed a lot of editors. I started learning the skills and the tips. And I also started to embody their confidence. Like, yes, you know, okay, and this is why this is so important. And this makes it a much better viewing experience, or this really keeps up the rhythm and the pace. And so I wasn't just struggling like, oh gosh, I got to get better at editing so I can earn more money. No, I was embodying the consciousness of these people who are confident and skilled and talented editors. So social media, that's one very positive way that you can start curating it to support you. Now, the second thing that you can do, we've already seen an example of this with the person who moved to an entirely new environment. I'm not suggesting that you move. However, the majority of our relationships are our proximity relationships. They're people that we know, people that we live near, people that we grew up with, right? They are relationships that we get into and stay in purely because of proximity, right? Closeness of relationship physically. And when you start being more intentional, realizing, and in this case, we're talking about income, it could also apply to your relationships or spirituality, any other aspect in your life. However, when you start saying, well, you know, if I'm a little bit more intentional, what kind of people do I want to spend more time with? And start finding ways to connect with those people. And this can just be a light and slow process. You might find some groups that you dip your toe in the water and see if they resonate with you. What I like to do is look for people who are where I want to be, right? Or whatever is the next level up for me, and say, oh, there's some of those folks. Let me go spend some time with them. See what aspects of being around them and with them really resonate with and empower me and help me lift my consciousness around money or other things if you want. But in this case, we're talking about money. So switch from proximity relationships to more intentional relationships. That's tip number two. And the third thing you can do also has to do with media. I saw a woman speaking about 10 years ago. She gave me the most wonderful tip. She said, every day, spend at least 15 minutes reading something that empowers you or uplifts you. So in this case, you could read the biographies of people who are really successful. Maybe they have a, you know, what do they call it? rags to riches story or something. And by reading their biographies, you will get a lot more of actual skills and understanding, but also raise your consciousness around money. And that is just as powerful as somebody you might know in real life. And likewise, with your TV, with your programming, are you watching shows where everybody's down and out, right, and hustling? Well, maybe start throwing in some shows where people are telling about their story, where they're really inspired, or just illustrating a way that they financially are living a more healthy life that's more aligned with the kind of financial life that you want to live. So in looking at all three of these examples, we looked at curating your social media, becoming more intentional with your actual relationships with the people that you do surround yourself with. And then again, with the media, but in a more broader perspective, how can I choose my media to break free from this income paradox? So I no longer have those habits, those beliefs, those ideologies, that perspective about what is possible for me, what my upper and lower limits are. Take whichever of these ideas resonate with you. Go out and just have fun putting it into practice in your own life. Because remember, experience is frequency. And I'll see you in the next episode.